אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, alleged child sexual abuser Malka Leifer will be on a plane back to Australia from Israel to face 74 charges of child sex abuse within the next 60 days after Israel's justice minister signed off on her extradition order this week. It comes a painstaking 6 years and 74 court hearings after Victoria Police filed an extradition request with Israeli authorities to bring the former Adas Israel school principal back to Melbourne. Last Tuesday, Australian time, the Supreme Court of Israel rejected Leifer's lawyer's final appeal to keep her in Israel, and on Thursday, Justice Minister Avi Nissen-Korn approved the extradition order. After many years of legal battle, it is our moral duty to allow the Australian legal authorities to put Leifer on trial, Nissen-Korn tweeted. He had earlier vowed to sign the extradition order without delay. Leifer's lawyers said they would not be appealing the minister's decision. So in a joint statement, Attorney General, Australian Attorney General Christian Porter and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne welcomed the signing of the extradition order, noting the extremely serious allegations against Leifer, which should be heard within the Victorian judicial system, Porter said. After many years, it now appears that it is close to becoming a reality. The appeal decision was welcome relief for Leifer's alleged victims, Melbourne sisters Dussie Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer and Ellie Sapa. Speaking to the Jewish News, Ehrlich said, "This decision means we are closer than we have ever been to closing this chapter of our lives, knowing that we did everything we could to ensure Malka Leifer could not abuse anyone else." She described it, the ruling, as a surreal feeling, adding, "This decision is a celebration of everyone that has stood with us and never gave up hope."
And we are talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, what is the future of Jewish education in New South Wales?
Well, the JCA has announced an unprecedented community-wide initiative to secure the future of Jewish day school education in New South Wales, because the system has evolved over the years as the number of school-aged children has increased alongside general population growth and the arrival of new Jewish immigrants to Australia. And today parents have a range of options available to them, with six Jewish schools in Sydney catering to a broad spectrum of religious preferences. JCA CEO Ellen Hassan said the local Jewish community invests significantly in Jewish education through JCA and other donors, as well as capital appeals, and this funding has been vital. But he said the future is less certain because of significant shifts in demographic trends, as well as the question, of course, of affordability, exacerbated by increases in the cost of living and the impact of COVID-19 on household incomes. And these raise important questions about the sustainability of the current Jewish school ecosystem. To address these, JCA, together with the presidents of the Jewish schools and major donors, agreed that a community-wide plan was needed to meet the needs and expectations of the community over the next two decades. And spearheading this effort will be the newly formed Jewish Day School Review Committee, chaired by none other than renowned business leader, philanthropist and government consultant David Gonski. And Gonski told us, "I think it's a very intelligent community that looks ahead, sees the problems coming at them and basically seeks to work out solutions before they actually hit. So let's hope this review led by Gonski will come up with some good answers.
It's quite incredible to have Gonski looking at the matter because he's so experienced. We all remember the Gonski report when it comes to education in general in Australia.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky to have him do this review.
Shane, on a totally different topic, Shirley Lowy passed away last week.
Yes, Shirley Lowy's yahrzeit candle will forever provide the opportunity to light one extra flame before Hanukkah each year. As if to extend the light even further, Rabbi Benji Levy said at Shirley Lowy's funeral in Israel last Thursday. Lady Shirley, wife to Westfield founder Sir Frank Lowy and matriarch of the Lowy family, passed away in Tel Aviv aged 86 last Wednesday, December 9, just before Hanukkah. Rabbi Levy said she did everything for her family and they never remember a moment that she wasn't there for them. Shirley was all about her home, a home of Jewish pride, of warmth, and of family. And Frank and Shirley pumped Yiddishkeit into their home, and she was so proud that her children absorbed this pride.
Shane, Shirley Lowy did a lot in the Jewish community. She worked very hard for all sorts of Jewish causes and Jewish charities.
That's right. She was involved in many charities, starting with the Chai Foundation to help needy families, establishing scholarships at Moriah College, and setting up housing for at-risk children in Israel. She also did some work for Jewish Care, whose CEO Claire Vernon paid tribute to her work and said she worked tirelessly and many hundreds of people in the community benefited from Shirley Lowy's generosity. She is survived by Sir Frank, sons David, Peter, Stephen, also Margot and Judy Lowy, 11 grandchildren, their partners, and 7 great-grandchildren.
And Shane, before we go, a Hanukkah message from the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to the Jewish community.
Yes, he made a special Hanukkah video, and he said it reminds us that even when things seem bleak, a light will continue to shine. He was joined with his Jewish liberal parliamentary colleagues, Josh Frydenberg and Julian Lisa, in lighting a menorah, noting the year has been one of the toughest in the lives of all Australians, and people in the Jewish community and well beyond have faced great adversity and made heartbreaking sacrifices. But he said the challenges of this year have also reminded us of what connects us most deeply. He said we saw the light of what we shared rather than the darkness that separates. And meanwhile, federal MPs from all sides of politics joined a menorah lighting ceremony at Parliament House last week as part of the Hanukkah on the Hill event hosted by Chabad ACT.
Shane Tiziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Before I say thank you very much, I would like to remind you and our listeners that next week on the 27th of December, it will be our last report for 2020. So we're hoping that we'll have something very special to tell our listeners. In the meantime, have a wonderful week. Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.